It's a morning. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping. The athletes are working out, as is our good man Will, joining us once again for the community armchair. Hey, Will, how are you going?
I'm going good, Danny. Shout out to the Macquarie students last week, killing it on the mics for their takeover. I had to listen to it while I was sick as a dog last week. It was fantastic.
Do you have any feedback for him? You came up through that pathway, didn't you?
I gave some feedback to him personally.
Did you really? Did
no,
you accost them?
I know
that they had drinks after the show.
Well, they earned it then.
And thank you also for not mentioning baseball. We have a big Canadian contingent that listens to this radio station.
Look, I did want to mention the World Series last week and the short.
So when you get sick.
And I'm just going to do a short mention. What a series it was. Yamamoto deserved World Series MVP. In another multiverse, that ball doesn't stick in the bottom of the fence. And Yamamoto isn't the final boss, and the Blue Jays are World Series champions, but we're in this universe.
Yeah, and what a universe it is. A universe where there is some big A-League happening over the week. A-League men's match day 4 and A-League women's match day 2 are done and dusted. Will, you've highlighted 3 games from both leagues, starting out with the Brisbane Roar defeating the Perth Glory 3-2 to remain undefeated in the A-League women's season.
Hey, no shortage of chances or goals in this game. Very even in the stats as well, but Glory just kept the Roar in the game through missed chances. 15 shots with 7 on target. Plenty of goals left out there despite an absolute screamer from Rola Badawiya. Perth's chances could have had them steal a point at the death through a header from Oyenechi Zog, but it was directed away from goal. On another day, Glory could have seriously had 5. Brisbane's Bette Janssen grabbed 2 goals in the space of 4 minutes, putting her tied on 3 goals in the Golden Boot race with Shelby McMahon.
It's a game of inches over to the men's A-League, and we had a day of derby, starting off with Auckland FC getting the better of the Wellington Phoenix 2-1 in their wild Aotearoa derby.
You talk about a derby living up to the billing and then and then some. At times I was really questioning if the game I was watching was real. It took 28 seconds into the game for Sam Cosgrove to get in behind the Wellington High Line and score for Auckland, and then just 8 minutes and change after for Ifeanyi Eze to equalize for the Phoenix. Yeah, it was that kind of derby. Cosgrove would grab another goal before halftime, but this game started to turn in the second half. It started when Daniel Hall was shown a straight red card for taking Corbin Piper down in a tackle, causing a melee. Auckland FC were then forced to play more defensively as Wellington grew into the game, and then Logan Rogerson was given his marching orders as well with a straight red that, let's be honest, was pretty harsh. So Auckland were forced to play with 9 outfield players and park the bus for the rest of the game, but they got the win out of it. 19 total shots for Wellington, just 3 on target. Not enough chance creation or quality chance creation for the Phoenix.
And finally, the Melbourne Derby Derby. Why do they have these things here? Where do they have one at Jervis Bay? The Melbourne Derby saw Melbourne City defeat Melbourne Victory 2-0.
Even with a packed schedule and a slew of injuries, this Melbourne City defense was absolutely outstanding. Let me just say that first and foremost. After a second-minute goal from Max Caputo to give City an early lead, any quality chances Victory did have in City's box were few and far between. Even with Victory superstar Juan Mata, he was forced to rely on shots from the edge of the box, which very nearly found the mark. The City defense just spread and compressed consistently whenever they needed to and frustrated the Victory attack. They were rewarded with a goal to the 18-year-old Peter Antoniou, who stepped in for an injured Nathaniel Atkinson. That adds another injury to Melbourne City's growing injury list. But Patrick Beach was also saving everything in his line of sight. A great performance by City, even with a short staff.
Jeez, there's all derbies in Melbourne this weekend. They even had one in the NBL with South East Melbourne Phoenix being defeated by crosstown rivals Melbourne United.
Yeah.
So it's all happening. It's all happening, but happening overseas as well. And before we go, you're going to round this one out with NFL Week 10, which is, I can't believe it, Week 10. It's like more than halfway through the season, isn't it?
Yeah, well over halfway. But it's this morning the game I have my eye on, it's an NFC West division matchup that could really be looked back on by the end of the regular season. The 6-3 San Francisco 49ers host the 6-2 Los Angeles Rams this morning at 8:25. While the 49ers seemingly have an injury list longer than the Magna Carta, they are still thriving and finding ways to win football games against good opponents. The Rams offense has been firing on all cylinders to start this season, powered by a renaissance year from Matthew Stafford. This is a game that could be crucial for the NFC West division crown.
So that's off at 25 past 8 this morning, does it?
Yep.
Oh, I might just live blog that one from here. Just be me saying, hey, that's a knock on.
Well, we call them fumbles over there, and it doesn't end with a, and those don't start with a scrum. After a fumble, you just, after a fumble, everyone just dives on the ball. Whoever, whatever team's got the ball, gets the ball.
That's forward riff. Been doing it all day, sir. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Danny.